22 Scottsdale Phoenix is brought to you by AC by J Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Drains.
This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Supporting breast cancer.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good, I would say morning. It's almost afternoon, Thursday, October 13th, 2022.
You got it right.
Been saying it's the 12th all day. We are in studio. We are live on the YouTube. What?
You just came off of a huge week.
Bro.
Not for football purposes.
So, no, definitely not football purposes. And we will get into that. This is going to be a little interesting, ladies and gentlemen, because first things first, we usually start out with a, hey, how's it going, keep it moving type of situation. But we had the most magnificent weekend of weekends. We all, and I'm going to have Rooks tell quite a bit of what happened, but to give you kind of an idea, essentially, me, my brother, shout out Seth, my cousin, Bird, shout out the Marine, and my pops took the 2022 Dodge Ram from Earnhardt Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Shout out, Sean. Cross country to Minnesota. We drove through.
I can't believe you made that
drive. Dude, we drove through Utah, went through Moab. We went into the Rockies. These boys ain't never seen this. So we stayed in Vail.
And then you called in and then got dropped because you were still driving through the mountains.
Yeah. Show. So the show.
I was by myself, but it's fine.
You and Pat. It was a little wonky, but we lost coverage. Had a wonderful time there. Drove up through Mount Rushmore. What?
Yes. How was that?
Mount Rushmore is amazing. Been there a few times. They've never seen it again. Wanted them to check that out. It was very, it's humbling. I'll tell you that.
South Dakota, right?
So very pretty. Left there. We ended up in the Badlands the next day. As we're rolling through the Badlands, getting ready to go into line, a bison rolls right in front of the car.
Oh, yes.
Right in front. We took pictures. There was some longhorn sheep. There was antelope. There's all this stuff right as soon as you got in. I'm pretty sure they were the welcoming committee. I'm pretty sure they were trained. I'm pretty sure that bison's name was Bart. And they were like, yo, Bart, the people's getting ready to come in. Come do your thing. So, because we didn't see any other animals for the other hour and a half drive
He's like the security guard that like checks you, just like he does the walk by real slow.
It was hilarious. That's awesome.
But yeah.
Did that, made our way, got to Minnesota. You guys flew in.
Gorgeous, by the way. Minneapolis, the architecture there is unbelievable. First time in Minneapolis for me. Unreal. I loved it. Then you get into where we drove about an hour and a half or so.
I would say,
into Cold Springs.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Tremendous.
Gorgeous. I'm going back.
Yes. I think what happened is a lot of people decided, hey, we would like to come vacation here, spend some time here. Not that Jane's house isn't already full. We always have people there, but it sounds like you're going to have a few more. Although, shout out Riverside Inn in Cold Spring.
Yes.
First time any of our family stayed there. First time really anybody there has known people to stay there.
Themed rooms.
Loved it. Pop's got the patriotic room. Go figure.
Grandpa's tool shed.
There was a couple of other ones that we will not speak of. but had a great time. End up on Saturday watching the Cleveland Guardians walk off in the bottom of the 15th to move on in a ballroom on my wedding day.
In the basement next to the pool table.
Waiting for my beautiful bride to get this thing going.
It was amazing. I think it was more so keep your mind off things because we all know it was an amazing moment.
It was definitely an emotional day.
I got to ordain this wedding, which was
Stella over there. Hey, the camera just shook, ladies and gentlemen, because my dog decided she wanted to stand on the trampoline. We have a little makeshift situation here. We're trying a new camera angle.
We'll see if
we're still a little hood.
Okay, so I got to ordain it. It was a blessing. We were there from 2:30 till 12:30.
That was an awesome time.
I danced my ass off. My knees hurt so bad.
My son, apparently,
was
killer on the dance floor. Nobody
knew. Jalen destroyed everybody at dancing. He went off.
It was really
Michael,
tremendous.
Teresa's brother. Yes, it was awesome. It was such a gorgeous event. Everybody was good people. There were a lot of people that drank a little bit too much, maybe?
As one would at a beautiful wedding.
At an open bar. Oh, okay. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness. Stella, get down. Mama, get down. Oh, my God. Is she really going to sit there? This is live, ladies and gentlemen. This is on YouTube. Stella, get down. If y'all don't know, We have three French Mastiffs because we are crazy. So we have three French Mastiffs. One's 150 pounds. One's 130 pounds, and one's going to be on her way to a hundo. She just tried to climb up there on top of the children's trampoline, dog bed, tripod, camera angle, because YouTube Live, we don't know all that much about. Is she just laying down? Yeah. She should let it go. Okay. I mean, this is what makes the show. Okay? So this is the most I've been able to speak because Brooks has actually had to be away from the microphone. Unless they go on a tangent and don't let anybody breathe. So we have the wedding, like you said.
It was amazing.
He administered it, ordained it. He presided over it. Spoke some very beautiful words. It was as every groom should say, it was the most beautiful bride. You know, the whole thing. We had a great time. A lot of new friendships happened. A lot of people to stay in touch with people that were excited about coming back. Everybody had nothing but glowing things to say about everybody. It really was awesome. We went to this little. It's called a lodge. It's Pearl Lake Lodge. Shout out Pearl Lake Lodge. Had a great time. Everybody there, wonderful. There's a term, Minnesota nice. And if you know what that means, it's kind of like even when they're rude.
I just found out about this.
Even when they're rude, they're nice. Okay.
Minnesota nice is Minnesota, like it really is.
Genuinely nice people.
They just don't know how to park.
Yo, the mall was crazy. People do not know how to park.
I had to climb
or at the hotel.
We rented a Jeep and I had to climb through the other side. And my 6'5" trying to climb through a Jeep on the other side because, no joke, we're talking like this. It was ridiculous. But it was one of the best weddings I've ever been to. It was an honor. And I'm glad it finally fucking happened.
Like we said, every time we decide to talk about getting married, we decided to plan vacations. Now we did finally make this thing happen. Got my beautiful ring.
Yeah, cool, you have a lot cool, of life
cool,
things.
Cool to marry your best friend, you know, all of that good stuff. Everybody was able to be safe. Everybody was able to leave.
Yes.
Made it all the way back. Nobody had any delayed flights or, you know, missed flights or anything like that. So it worked out well.
I don't know how everybody made it back home.
I will tell you what.
The party bus was probably a savior for some of those people.
Yes. Everybody leaves. We leave Monday. I got to take the beer truck back. By the way, I rented a beer trailer that had kegs in it.
Yes.
That was amazing. I will always go use this place. It was tremendous. Shout out Brinkies in Richmond.
I had to back that thing in while you were getting ready.
Yeah, I didn't have any problems with this. I don't know what your issue was. And I don't move stuff with I'm just now going to start that process.
Yeah, whatever.
So Monday, after doing all that, we didn't leave till about noon. Me and Pops on the homage back home, bringing all of our stuff back. So the truck was still loaded, but we were down two passengers, Seth and the Marine. They flew back with family on Sunday because they had to be at work at Monday. And me and Pops are semi-retired for the most part. So we made the drive back, made the quickest route, stayed in Omaha, Nebraska. In Omaha Monday night, make sure we want to be able to watch the Raiders. Kansas City Chiefs game, which was very entertaining. And we will get into that briefly. What was tremendous about it for me was we get there. I got to go find us food. So I find us a local spot. Great bar, great place. Food was terrible. Service was awful. It was one of my worst experiences, but whatever.
Yeah.
Get back to the hotel. Decide in my cooler, I have some beers. So I'm going to go grab a beer and go sit by the fire. Over by the fire is a couple of gentlemen. They're polishing off a bottle of Woodford Reserve. Shout out Joshua, I know you're probably watching right now. He just subscribed to our YouTube channel. That's how you do it, guerrilla marketing. But him and...
Go share a beer.
Him and Jordan Wallace. Jordan from... He's an ambassador for Traeger.
Ooh, okay.
Not a Traeger bastard, as he thought I called him. An ambassador of Traeger. He goes, you just call me bastard, dog? I was like, no.
Ambassador.
Got to chat and watch the game on the phone. Had a great time. Pop stood there. Efrain, he was there. Shout out Efrain. I know he might not be watching, but at any rate, had a good time, met some good folks. You want to talk about networking? Sometimes things happen for a reason. You're put in places for a reason, right? I happened to choose this hotel in Omaha. Could have drove further. Could have went
Omaha.
Could have went any other way, but didn't. End up meeting some people that really connected with having conversations. One guy says it made him, when he's ready to ask the question because he wants to ask it once, he hopes he have what we have, what me and Teresa have, and how the wedding and everything went. It's okay.
Oh, that works.
So that was really cool. Rapping with Joshua about what they do. Check this out. He's got a dude that cuts hair here. He's going to get us connected with it. He cuts a lot of pro players' hairs around here. So we have another connection. It's very cool. He said he can't do that for my head, but he can definitely trim up my beard. You know what I'm saying?
Well, even the barber above Crawford's place for the crowd that go to, that place is cool. But I haven't been to a barber in 25 years.
So, well, this thing gets pretty wild. But at any rate, had a great time. Watched the game. Game was, you don't go for it. You don't go for two.
Yes.
You do not go for two with 4 minutes left in the game when it's against Kansas City Chiefs. I understand it if it's a walk-off, you're on the road. You know what I'm saying? We're going for the win. We're getting out of here. Or we're leaving them less than 30 seconds, because even with 30 seconds of getting field goal range, like, I can get that. And yes, they got the stop ultimately. Yeah. Ultimately, they got the stop, but it doesn't matter because they still lost by one. Like, you didn't get it on fourth down when you went for it. And I don't want to hear these people talking about all the talking heads on TV. Excuse me. Talking about how you play different if you're up one versus you're tied. Not the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to try to kill you. They're going to try to win every time. So it doesn't matter if they were down one or it was tied. They were going to try to win the game. They weren't going to concede to go to overtime. So the idea or the theory behind it that that's the reason you do that, that is not the reason you do it. And I don't care if it even worked. Let's say it worked.
Yeah.
Let's say it worked and you got it. That doesn't mean that Kansas City wasn't going to go down and score.
Correct. It was soft football. That's the easiest way.
I didn't like it when I watched it, calling it live. Me and the boys were around the fire outside in Omaha watching this, and I was calling it, bro. I was like on. I was like, they're going to get the stop. They're going to get it. They're going to go for two and not get it. It's going to bite them. I was like, they might even get it. So I like called the whole thing. Watched it go down. Unbelievable, which that was the only thing I got right besides the wedding over the weekend, because my football picks stunk.
Yeah, they
did. I picked them late. I basitely did it blind. But definitely was drunk.
They covered.
Yeah, I just
– so here's
great game.
So
Travis Kelce, beast. Pat Mahomes, a stud. When you are able to – when the Raiders were able to rush like they were off the edges and really pester Pat Mahomes, and he still did what he did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're playing great team football. Granted, what happened with Travis Al Bundy Kelce, as he would like to be known as. I saw him on the socials because, you know, Al Bundy, four touchdowns, one game. Polk High School.
Yes. That's a great reference. But
so, watching that game, what did that tell me about two things? The Raiders, again, are still better than their record. They are. They're better than the record. If you can take one of the best teams in the league on the road in primetime down to you basically making a bad choice.
No, correct. But
to overcome what they overcame.
They're just not
winning. No, but they're a better team than their record. That's all I'm saying. Correct. Yes, they're not winning, but they are a better team than their record.
But are they in, and they're lucky that we thought this division, the AFC West, was going to be like the kingpin of the NFL.
Yeah.
Now it's the NFC least that we've been saying for the last 2 years. But yet, this is an in-division game. This was huge. So them losing this was a lot. Even Devontae Adams was a little frustrated pushing a guy and actually got charged with the...
So one thing, and we won't get too much into it because I don't know where you stand on this, but I think it's ridiculous that he's getting charged with assault when you watch the video of both angles. When you watch the video of both angles, the first angle looks really bad. The second angle, he didn't even see him. Granted, it was like he ran up on him, he pushed him. Best thing he could have done was maybe help him up, but as he pushed him, he didn't fall down yet. He took like 17 stutter steps like he was a Ric Flair after getting chopped and was going to take it before the fall. He fell on his butt and then got helped up. I at first thought he fell like face first, neck into the wall,
So simple.
Trying to run down court, just eating shit. You're walking, not the case at all.
You're walking in front of a guy who is a professional athlete, who is intense, who just lost a very close game.
Who's taller than you, now put on cleats.
You're putting a beam in a camera, and you're walking straight in front
of
him.
And it wasn't a walk. It was a run. He was moving quick. Let me put it this way. How tall are you? You're 6'5"?
6'5".
6'5". Now put you in 1.5-inch cleats.
Yes.
On concrete. Helmet on. You're
shoulder pads.
This tall. You're the fucking Predator. You know what I'm saying? And then you have me, because that dude's probably my size.
Yeah,
he was bent down. He was crouched down, ladies and gentlemen. You can actually see me, so I forget about this.
Just look
like this.
Up.
I'm crunched down like
this.
Yes. You're going to hear me from here. I'm like this, and I come in, all of a sudden, you know, it's a boom, you hit me. And he did extend arms.
Hey, even if, I'm still pushing the shit out of you, too.
But
you're not.
It's a bad look, but this is even more of a bad look. This is it's the world we're in, and I don't appreciate it.
20 years ago,
and I don't appreciate it. Now, had he gotten hurt, like actually hurt, don't give me whiplash. That's lawyer's term for give me my money. Okay, that don't give me that because he didn't. How he didn't? He landed on his butt. If that gave him whiplash, he should never leave the home. If that gave him whiplash, he should never leave the home.
Be in an NFL stadium.
No, never.
That's
and chances are that was in Kansas City, right? And he's a freelance, so he's probably local.
Yeah.
Chances are he's a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
You have to sign off that you take the risk that you're going to be
now.
On.
Granted,
come on.
Now,
man.
Granted, like, granted. We say this right now, but and we're going to announce this a little bit later in the show. Some exciting news.
Oh, okay.
So there are two sides to this. I understand it. Granted, me personally, put myself in those shoes. If I was lucky enough to be gifted enough at photography to be able to go do that, and that happened.
Well, would you
personally, that would not be. Now, if I got hurt, I wouldn't be going after for everything. No. I'd be like, just taking my pills. You know how I am.
Yeah.
You know. But not getting hurt, dude, just give me the apology. We cool. Like, you didn't mean to do it. You know what I mean?
But and also, he shouldn't have ran up in front
of him. I don't think either of them saw him. I think he just thought he was going to get out of the way, didn't see him walking because there's kind of that.
But the photographer did. Like,
he No. When you see, I don't think we get the long enough angle. Remember, he's my height. Everybody else on the field's huge. So he could have been down here, like kind of just trying to get by and not even seeing that Devontae was the last one coming off the field because most of the players were already in.
You're making
so
excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I'm not. I'm just trying to say that I can see from the other side. Okay. Not the being charged for misdemeanor assault. That's garbage. That's not having lawyers. That's garbage, in my opinion. But the of it happening and seeing how it wasn't on purpose on either side.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I can see how it happened. That's all I'm saying. And the apology should be enough. And personally, had this not happened, maybe he'd have been like, you know, hey, next time you're in Vegas, you know, let me set you up. You know, just kind of as an apology, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, you know what I'm saying? Like, there could have been that. Now there's not. Now there definitely will not. Well, I will see you in court, sir.
Devontae Adams sent out that night. He said, I hope
it was right after the game.
I hope you see this, like, boy or bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, homie. Yeah, I hope you
like,
see this.
And I'm really
now, granted,
sorry.
You go the step further to find out who it was and you reach out to him personally.
Yeah. I mean,
but now you can't. Now you can't because lawyers are involved.
Yeah.
And he's being charged with misdemeanor assault.
It'll get settled.
Kansas City, this makes Kansas City. It shouldn't even be settled. Kansas City, this makes you guys look weak. It makes you guys look bad. Moving on.
I don't necessarily.
That was when it. No, not Kansas City Chiefs. The city of Kansas City.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
So there was a lot that went on this last week, but we have so much to cover for this week.
Yeah, we're going to put last week behind us when it comes to the football because it was not pretty on my behalf. So when that happens, usually one of us wants to hurry up and move on.
Yes.
So that'll be us today.
So we got a game tonight.
We do have a game tonight.
The Commanders at the Bears.
Oh, I mean, when you talk about...
When
I think it's half a point. When you have a Thursday night game, this is to start off the week, and you mean to tell me, even looking at the schedule before the teams hit the field, that the Washington Commanders and the Chicago Bears... was the primetime game to start this week. Are you kidding me? With all these great Thursday games there's been, with how much money Amazon has paid to get this game. Now, great. We've said this before, and I think it was the Titans-Giants was like the game of the week, and I was like, how's this America's game of the week? And then it ended up being a great game. So, with that being said, who's to say that this game won't be a good game? Like, you look at what Carson Wentz has done, which you get more of the bad, but statistically speaking, from a fantasy standpoint, he's like a top 10 quarterback in fantasy, which is crazy, but he throws a lot of deep balls. They move the ball. They score points. He makes mistakes that cost them the game in real life, but they're scoring points in real life and in fantasy.
He throws touchdowns in fake life.
Right, but you get what I'm saying?
So to me,
this was, I won't be shocked if it's a good game is what I'm saying. I won't be shocked if it's a good game. Now, being able to pick this game is very, very difficult. It's very difficult because both teams stink.
Yeah,
it's in Chicago. Thursdays suck as far as like, you know, having to be able to figure out what it is. And there's all that information about, you know, who covers the spread, this, that, and the other. I mean, this is a pick 'em game, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but this is also... Like, could this be the game that Carson Wentz actually does show up and blows up the game? Because you know that when he's on, he's on. And he can actually take control of a game, but he just has more often the games that he gives up.
Right, and then his coach calling him out like he did, just saying, you know, what's one word difference between you guys and him? And he's just like, quarterback.
And Fields.
Quarterback.
Do something? Like what are we going to see? I don't believe in the Commanders, and I don't believe in Carson Wentz. I would actually do believe in the younger kid in Fields. I believe more in the Bears just at this point from putting eyes on it. And so I'm taking the Bears.
I think I went the opposite way. I had the Bears earlier, but seeing where all the money is at in this,
no,
and I picked it before that. I did it before that because I kind of had a feeling. 66% of this of the consensus is Bears plus one. That's that means they're going to win, unless this game ends in a tie, which would be really wild. The over under the over under is 38. 52% of the money's on the over. Some people think it could go. Some people think it could go the way really I think it could go. You could, because it makes no sense. I'm at the point now in the season, you'll see this as you continue to watch us, ladies and gentlemen, as the years go on, as I get grayer, as I get apparently shorter, or Rooks gets taller. What are you wearing? Are you wearing like lifts in your shoes now, dog?
I'm wearing Vans.
I feel like you're like 6'7". What the hell? Oh, maybe I'm barefoot. That might be a reason. That might be a reason. Listen, it's been a crazy day. We just got back yesterday, okay, from the trek.
You're just used to me sitting.
Yes, so I'm used to being eye level. This is uncomfortable.
It's fine.
But as you'll see, there's ebbs and flows, obviously. I go through a lot of them. I'm very emotional. I'm at the point now where whatever I think is going to happen, I need to fucking go the opposite way.
Yep.
Because I've been on some of the, I'm dead set, it's gone the opposite way. So now I'm fading myself.
Well, and
so it makes sense that I would take the Bears here, because it makes sense. They're the home team. It's Thursday night. It's Carson Wentz. They stink. I'm going to go with the Commanders.
You're like George Costanza. Just like, if I do the opposite, I'm like going to have success.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
100%. That's where I'm at.
I agree with you this year. Like, it's been crazy, because last year we picked against the money line and that was our numbers that we used. This year we decided that we're going against the spread with every game. Last week I got 10 games right. This week I got 5. It sucks. Like, it is just up and down to where you have to pick against what you think is going to win, and you have to think about the score, which is...
Well, that's how Vegas keeps their money, dude. That's how Vegas keeps their money, because right. Are you kidding me? This Tampa Bay -8.5, that's a big spread, but the Steelers looked like trash last week and Kenny Pickett's first start. We know their offensive line is not good, and we'll get into this game because it's really basically the next one on the list, but 8.5's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, even for that, but like, yeah. Tampa Bay's rolling, it's like, that's kind of a... Is this where Pittsburgh, because they usually don't get blown out, they're going to really get blown out 2 weeks in a row? Like, are they that bad? Is it really that much of a lost call season? Which it could be. And guess what? As much as Steeler John down the street doesn't like his head coach, it's acceptable for him to have a losing season. It is. This team is not very good. The Steelers are allowed to have a losing season, and the world doesn't fall.
But it'd be Tomlin's first one. So
right, and people are going to make a big deal, but oh my goodness. But almost every coach in the league. Every coach in the league has at least one. Every coach in the league has at least one. Even the great Billy.
It's like, it's just like Popovich. Like Popovich in the NBA, like how long of a streak he had and just going off.
Oh, yeah. He even told fans, don't draft any of our dudes in fantasy and don't bet on us. We're not going to win a lot. He said it.
Yeah. Like, it's okay.
Like, he can only coach so much talent. That's interesting. And he could be the only coach that can really get away with that, with saying that.
Okay. So what do you want to get into next, Patriots? All right. Browns?
No. Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, we'll just go over real quick. I mean, Pittsburgh's +8.5. The Buccaneers are -400 to win this game. I mean, it's a heavy favorite. It's a heavy favorite. Looking at the money on it, 87% of the money's on the Bucs. I don't like them numbers, though.
I don't like the
numbers. And it's the Steelers, and it's at home. But the Steelers stink. Brady needs it.
So, but he has Mike Evans back.
Brady needs it. Brady's wife also, I think, and through the rumor, we're not going to get too much into his personal life, but I think she's no longer, they're filing for divorce. So
they
you
both got divorce lawyers.
So you know she's putting them hexes on him. Don't be surprised if he dislocates a finger in this game. Oh, God, something wonky.
Don't do that. Don't say that.
Like, I'm just saying she's going to put some bad juju on him. It's going to be in Pittsburgh. I have not looked at the weather. It's a little too early. Oh, my God. You know what? I had such a bad week. I'm taking the Steelers +8. I'm taking the Steelers +8. I got it. No. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see me doing this. That's not just lip service. I'm going into the damn system that we use that tracks everything. Thanks, Grove, for putting that out there. Now we can't say, oh, no, I went this way. No, you didn't. Where's it at? It's down here on the list. Right. We're going. Oh, my goodness. I'm taking
eight.
It.
Woo! -8. Took I don't it. Like -8.
If it was 87% on the Buccaneers. Not saying that every time that it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But oh boy.
I'm taking the Bucs. I'm still taking the Bucs. All right. I already took them. I took them in our little pick'em already, so I gotta stick with it. All right, what's next?
Well, what's next on that is Sir. Morning games.
Patriots Browns.
Oh man, we gotta start there.
Yeah, let's get this over with, because I know you don't.
Wow.
You guys are going to lose.
Hold on. Would we say what?
You're going to lose.
Who's their quarterback for New England? We could have won that game last week if the kicker just makes it. Now, I'm not blaming on the kicker. We could have got him closer. There's things we could have done in that game, no doubt. Is Mac Jones playing? 51% of the money's on the Browns are minus 2.5. It's basically the emphasis of this is everybody thinks it's going to go over the 43.5. Browns, hopefully Myles Garrett's 1 week stronger, healthier to play to get off the edge. The Patriots have a great running game right now. The Browns' run defense stinks. They made two moves during this week. They traded for former Pro Bowler Deion Jones, a linebacker out of Atlanta, and they did something with some D-tackle. They brought in some big boy. They need a run stuffer, bro. They've been getting gash, and that's how teams have been keeping it close with us and or beating us is up the middle. Patriots run the ball well. They've shown that they will run the ball and only let Mac Jones throw 9 times in a game. We've seen that. So for me, it's I'm
roll. Who's a better defense?
Cleveland. I'm rolling my squad, and it's in Cleveland.
I mean, you got to.
I'm rolling my squad.
This is going to be
-2.5.
A close game. I don't believe in you guys anymore. Like the way that I'm seeing you guys.
I didn't believe us in the first place, man.
It's hard. Like I really did at the beginning, like going into the season, I was excited for you guys. I really thought there's going to be some hope to get through till Deshaun can come back, but I don't see it anymore. I really don't. And so with that being said, I'm taking the Patriots as much as I hate taking the
Please
Patriots.
Please do. That makes me feel better that you're not riding with us. I got to be honest.
That's fine. So my, all right.
Now, a division rival game here in the AFC South. Jacksonville Jaguars are playing really good football in the sense of the way they're actually playing on the field. Not so much, you know, their record, their outcome, but how they're playing on the field.
2-1-1.
Not too bad. Colts. In Indy. Colts have been a disaster. I think they're feeling the heat. They're 2-2-1?
Yes.
They're feeling the heat. I think it's an interesting situation in that it's hard to say this in what are we in week 6? Must win game for the Colts. It's a must win game. They went down last year with a chance to make the playoffs if they just beat the Jacksonville Jaguars and they get drummed.
Is it coaching? Because now they're
Frank Wright's a good coach, but is it right for this system? Is this the right stuff? Correct. Well, first off, I mean, the quarterback situation has been.
Matt Ryan does
not look like an astronaut, does not look like a Navy SEAL.
Does not look like
he's been described as.
They weren't giving Jonathan Taylor the ball nearly as much. Now they're giving it to him a little bit more. Same point. Offensive line.
Injuries. Offense doesn't look good. Defense doesn't look good. Granted, they've had some people out, but they beat Kansas City. They tied a bad game that they could have won. They easily could be 3-1-1. You know what I'm saying? They easily could be 3-1-1.
Yeah.
It's only like a 1.5. I think people are at this point, and Vegas is at this point going, prove it to me. You know, prove it to me that you guys can pull this out. I want to say it's what? 1.5? 2? 62% of the money's on Jacksonville. Makes me feel better about my pick with the Colts.
I'm taking Jacksonville. I picked.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to let me back in the game with all these bad picks.
We're going to have a lot of differences.
You're making all these bad picks.
Okay, let's get into Jets Packers.
Now, that's interesting.
Packers looked. So, okay, they were in London. But they lost to the Giants.
Yeah.
So now they're playing the Jets, who are on kind of an uptick. They look better than I think a lot of people thought that they were. A little bit, they got some pizzazz going. Robert Saleh maybe is getting some motivational speeches and doing up downs with them like Dan Campbell. I have to roll with the Packers.
Me too. It's -7.5.
The fucking Jets.
61% of the money's on the Packers. That doesn't make me feel too confident. But I think coming off of the loss that they had, the long flight back, getting stuff under control, I think Rodgers was questionable. I mean, he's going to play. There's, you know, questionable is nothing. Over under 45. A lot of money's on the over. Really think the Jets are going to score a lot. I think the Jets come down to earth. I think the Jets land. give me the Packers.
Shit. You know what? I'm going to switch my pick because it's 7.5. Yeah. I'm going to take the Jets just to cover. I think Green Bay will win this game. Okay. But because it's 7.5, I'm actually going to switch that. I'm going to go to the Jets. They have something going on. Green Bay doesn't have things going on right now. They're not exciting. They are barely winning games if they are or not winning. Like, it is just, it doesn't look good. It's ugly. So, all right, what's next?
Bengals Saints, bro. Bengals at the Saints. Don't know who's going to be quarterbacking for the Saints.
Since he's minus 1.5.
And 82% of the money's on the Bengals. What? 82% of the money's on the Bengals. The Bengals have been hit or miss this season. Over, under 43, 86% of the money's on the over. Everybody thinks that these teams are going to score.
So this is, I mean, these obviously coming off the Super Bowl against the Rams, the Cincinnati. I think that they, a lot of people think that they are underperforming. But you also have to realize that at this same time last season, they were in a very similar situation, if not worse, and then they built. They were healthy at the right time. That's the biggest thing that you got to have going into the playoffs. So it's still
early. This might be the game of the week in which the crowd gets it right. You know, I know it's 82%, but minus two. Bro, are the Saints really?
No. I don't know.
It's
don't
indoor,
know.
Too, so it's not like it's going to be a weather issue down in New Orleans. I know I said that wrong. I don't care.
New Orleans.
We can't ever say it like that because we've never been there. It's, I wonder if they actually say it like that. Or it's just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know a couple people from New Orleans. New Orleans. They don't say it like that when they're, like, talking, but, like, when...
They're describing where they're going?
When you're, like, in the crowd down there, you get... It's like when you're speaking Spanish. Talked a little twang to you. I'm taking Cincinnati all day long. I think the New Orleans Saints are a good team, but I do believe in the Super Bowl team that Joe Cool Burrow is going to pull this off. He's going to hopefully he doesn't show up in a huge white, blue, flowered suit again. That was disgusting.
Was that a loss of a bet?
I
hope so.
Maybe. But that was gross. But anyways, I believe more in them. Mixon needs to get right. Jamar Chase will get some Tay Days.
There's been some interesting stories about that, dude. We won't go into it. We won't go into it, ladies and gentlemen. Just do yourself a favor if you want to know about somebody who's... Just look up Jamar Chase and see what's being said right now. We'll leave it at that. I got the Bengals as well. All right, so now this game, I don't know how I feel about this game. 76% of the money is on and minus 5.5. Your San Francisco 49ers going to the Atlanta Falcons.
I have minus 5 right now.
Either way, three out of every four has got their money on the Niners. It's a toss of it's going to be over 44.5. It's indoor, so there's no real issue again with weather. Falcons are sneaky.
We don't like playing the Falcons.
No, and the Falcons are not sneaky. They're pesky. They stay in games.
That's a good vocabulary word. Good job.
They're pesky.
I like that. I don't like playing them.
I don't like playing the
Giants, don't like playing the Rams. It's because you never know what the hell is going to happen. Of course, I'm taking my Niners minus 5. We look good. We moved way up in the power rankings. I believe we're number 4 now in the power rankings.
Depends on which one you're looking. I got you at 6, but continue.
Yeah, so depending on who's either way, doing it. But
Falcons
hey,
are 29.
Taking Niners all day.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to go Atlanta. But you just can't. I can't do that.
Which, by the way, thank you. I got to say this live on air. This motherfucker bought me 49ers tickets, so I get to go out to Santa Clara and take my son, which I've never been to Santa Clara. We used to always go to Candlestick. So I bought the airline tickets, some Southwest, but told the son this morning. He was all pumped. Good. So we're going to do that and then do Great America right across the street. So first time on roller coasters, first time I went to a place to ride roller coasters.
Oh, nice. So you're turning us into quite the...
Kind of the,
that's very cool.
You set up a great
situation. Well, that was a thank you for doing everything you did, you know, over the weekend and leading up to it. You took a lot of time and effort. I mean, you wrote stuff that you wanted to say specifically and
like
gave us that book.
But it's fine. I loved it.
Listen, the last 4 days, Teresa was working on hers. I was in my head the whole time when people were sleeping in the truck and stuff, just in my head what I want to say. There was so much more that I wanted to say that I didn't say. It wouldn't have been right if I would have wrote it. But as we were taking our photos, because it was just me and her, I just kept saying more. She's like, This is amazing. Where was this at? I was like, I couldn't remember.
But that's more personal.
I'm blaming it on COVID fog.
Either way, you got to say it to her in the moment.
Yeah, it worked.
And that's more personal.
So in this game. So last week, let's get back to this. This game here, last week, the Vikings, we were in Minnesota. They narrowly escaped a home victory against the Bears. They were trying to lose this game. Your Minnesota Vikings skull was trying to lose this damn game. These suckas kept letting Chicago back in the game. We were in a bar in a little town in Minnesota after a great breakfast. I'm watching the Browns game on my phone, very distraught.
Was it Grumpy's or the, was it?
No, we didn't go to Grumpy's. We ended up going across the street to the other one. I wanted to go to Grumpy's. I didn't know where they were going. Didn't matter. Vikings game was on. They narrowly escaped with like, what, 29-22 or something like that.
Yeah, 29-22.
Yeah, hey, good memory. They didn't. That was a concern. The Dolphins are +3 at home because they're on third string quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Third string quarterback, Skylar McFlurry? I'm sure it's not McFlurry, but Skylar Winstrol the third?
I'll look it up.
Either way, the only thing that will stop the Vikings from winning this game is maybe the heat and the humidity. If they pound the ball, this is like got a trap game written all over it, but the Vikings have proven to be, other than last week, pretty good squad. 74% of the money is on the Vikings. I could almost see them winning.
Skylar Thompson.
Thank you. Okay. There's not going to be any real film on this guy besides in the preseason. In the little bit that he played. I'm going to go Vikings. I don't like it with 74% of the money on him, but I'm still taking Minnesota on the road to beat the Dolphins because the Dolphins are just depleted at quarterback when you're starting your third-string quarterback and one of your guys is barely coming back. And then, you know what I'm saying? They're kind of in a funk right now.
I think
this will tell us a lot about the Vikings and their future as far as going to the playoffs and being a team that can advance in the playoffs is how do they respond off of winning a game that they probably shouldn't have won. They try to lose. Going in here and knowing you're going against a third stringer, like winning the games you're supposed to win.
Yeah.
And if this was 3 weeks ago and Tua was still playing, the spread would be the opposite.
And Minnesota's only -3 on an away game. Like that's... Yeah, I'm definitely taking the Vikings. They need to show up. Justin Jefferson was talking so much shit at the beginning of the year how he wants to be the next, you know, Davante Adams. He wants to take over that role as that number one wide receiver in the NFL. It was very interesting being in the airport while the Vikings were playing because being in Minnesota, Minneapolis, listening to all of these Minnesota nice people.
Yeah.
They were loud, but then they'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, it was awesome. But, yeah, I'm taking the Vikings. What's next?
Well, I would say let's jump into the Baltimore Ravens taking on the New York Giants. Shout out Brooklyn Paulie and his team right now. We've talked about this. Yeah, you were high on him, but you're really just riding that for the shtick of the show because we both agree that their record is better than they are. They cannot continue to win games the way their offense wins games. Daniel Jones is playing okay. He's not playing great, but you cannot sustain an entire season in this day and age in the NFL with Saquon Barkley having to be your leading rusher, leading receiver, and running the Wildcats sometimes
correct,
throwing the ball.
But it's working.
It's working right now,
so you
and
know
he
what?
Is.
There are certain years, especially when they say that you tear your ACL, it's not that next year that you're typically going to be able to perform. It's that second year. This is where he's come back. He's gotten in shape. I'm sure you've seen the size of that boy's quads.
They've been the same size since he was in eighth grade. He's a phenomenon.
He's a beast. So as long as he doesn't get hurt and he actually sticks his feet in the ground and he gets decent blocking, the Giants are better than people think. I really do. They drafted really well this year. I don't think they're better than the Eagles. I don't think they're going to win the division. But I do think that they're going to come in second. I think they're going to be better.
You realize the Cowboys are 4-1 without Dak Prescott. Just saying.
Cooper Rush is So are they going to? So
Cooper Rush is better than Daniel Jones.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so we can just stop the nonsense.
But is Dak better than Daniel Jones?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Was Daniel Jones ever consideration for Rookie of the Year? No. Who won it? Dak. Okay. End of discussion. Keep moving on.
Yeah, he had a great year, but
no, he had a great couple of years
overall. Like right now.
He's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback.
Daniel Jones and know that he's not going to break his ankle or be able to lay down.
Didn't Daniel Jones just have a high ankle sprain and like missed half a game and then they've been very gingerly?
Daniel Jones did friggin' have a full open field run last year and fell down.
No, but he's super quick. Don't get me wrong.
Dak also lost a playoff game to us because he couldn't know when to look at a clock and get down.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying smarts and the way they're playing, you look at stats, it's obviously you think the more the athlete is in Dak, but Daniel Jones.
Well, I do also think that they put too much on Dak on the offense versus with Cooper. They're running the same offense, but they're setting him up for more success than they do for Dak because they're saying, well, Dak's got the ability. Well, act like he doesn't.
I would agree with that.
Let's act like he doesn't. Actually, the NFL's never listened to this, but Act like your quarterback doesn't have all that talent. How would you game plan if you didn't have Aaron Rodgers? Mm-hmm. How would you game plan? Let those elite guys, other than Pat Mahomes maybe, other than that guy, let them decide what, and I say that from the fact that you can expect his greatness.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get you.
And maybe even Josh Allen, expect their greatness. Even Lamar Jackson, expect their greatness, but act like your guy isn't that. And they almost do it too much to Aaron Rodgers as a fault. Act like your guy's a middle-of-the-road guy and run your offense that way, and then let the greats make those plays.
Yeah, I think that Niners do a really good job with that. Like Shanahan.
Yeah, Shanahan has an amazing job, especially with running backs. He's able to make his running scheme work mm-hmm. so much better than everybody else, and a lot of people run his same running scheme. It's very interesting. All right, so moving on. Wait, are you going? You're going Giants plus 5.5. I'm taking the Ravens. Granted, I'll be happy if the Giants win. Won't be happy if they cover, but I'll be happy if they win because I don't like the Ravens. But I'm taking Lamar Jackson on the road against Daniel Jones in this gimmicky offense.
I think there's going to be a lot of rushing yards. There's going to be a lot of screen plays. It's supposed to be 59, so it's supposed to be decent weather. Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens. I think Lamar needs that get back game and is going to. I mean, it's in New York.
I hate.
New Jersey, I guess.
Yes, New Jersey.
Okay, so, okay.
That's how bad New York stinks that their teams won't even play in their own city.
Hey, well, hey,
they're like, take us across the bridge.
San Francisco doesn't play in San Francisco either, so.
Yeah, sounds like for similar reasons. Your city stinks too. Continuing on. I'm talking from a physical standpoint. Smells like human feces. Both cities are falling apart. Don't say it's not.
Just go out to the piers.
There you go. Panthers versus Rams. Rams at home, minus 10. I do not like this. Boy, that.
Oh, I don't like this.
Yo, Vegas is baiting people on this one. If I could not bet on this game, well, first off, I'll never put this game is not ending up in a bet.
No.
Anyway, shape, or form. Panthers down to PJ Walker. Rams still have a good defense. They still, their offense is what it is. But you like to say Rams do Rams things. Right now, 51% of the money is on the Carolina Panthers at plus 10 because people believe in the Rams do Rams things.
Yep.
Over, under 42. 56% is on the over in this. I hate this game altogether. I do think, obviously, the Rams are going to win. They just fired Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule's going to go home and make, what'd they say?
Unless he signs.
How much money was it? It's like, for the next 4 years. It was $84,000 a game. $84,000 a week for the next 48 months.
Unless he gets hired somewhere.
Yeah, but why would you?
So, yeah, he can literally just sit around. But he's going to want to coach again.
Yeah, go back to college.
He's going
to
be highly recruited for college. So, but yeah, he's there.
But you never leave money on the table.
Correct.
What did they say? And I don't know who says it, but Pat McAfee says that you never leave your for show money for mo money because it could end up being no money. Like, it's guaranteed he's going to get this money for the next 4 years.
Yeah, you protect what you know you need to pay for.
Bro, go back to Texas and open a barbecue shop. You look like you eat it. We be good.
Oh, my God.
We'll be good. With that being said, I don't trust the Panthers. Minus 10 is tough, though. I'm still going to take the Rams minus 10. I hate that number, but I'm going to because there's no way that – this is one of those things. There's no way this is going to happen.
This is the week,
aye.
And it makes it easier because it is the Rams, but because it's minus 10, and I absolutely believe the Rams are going to win this game, but this is that pick that I'm just going to do the opposite.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sitting here going Panthers.
I'm taking Carolina.
Oh, my God. I'm taking Carolina as well.
Okay.
All right, now one of the afternoon games. That was the first of the afternoon games.
Cardinals.
Thank God that game is not the one on Hall. Oh, CJ is going to be excited about this one. This one is in Seattle, 2.5-point home dog. 53% of the money is on the Cardinals right now. 54% on the over. I don't know, man. The Cardinals, I know they're a local team. We want to see them win. Geno Smith's been playing really good football. He really has. They're sneaky. Cardinals are underachieving by a long shot. Granted, it is a rivalry game. It is on the road.
And they always play well. Like, obviously, in division with this, they always play. It's like, this is like what Rams will do. Like, Rams always play really well in Seattle.
Right.
The Cardinals don't typically do too well in Seattle. It's kind of a little bit better. Seattle does better here in Arizona. So, it's, what are you doing?
I think I took Seattle. I really do. I think I did. I'm pretty sure I took Seattle. I'm going to look at it right now. Yeah, I took Seattle.
So technically the Niners are in first place in the NFC West.
So Seattle, you're picking with your head or your heart here?
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Okay.
I'd rather have the Seahawks win, to be completely honest, right, because I don't think that they're going to end up. I think the Cardinals have a better chance to end up with a better record. They both have the same record technically right now, 2-3. But I want the Cardinals.
I don't even think that people, other than CJ, I don't think anybody's going to be watching that game anyways. Because.
Oh, there's going to be a lot.
No. Because there's another game that is the game of the week.
Oh, at 1:25.
That's on the same time.
Starts 20 minutes later, so you'll get 20
You have the Buffalo Bills rolling into Kansas City to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The Kansas City Chiefs are 2.5-point underdog at home.
First time in 41 games, first time ever in Patrick Mahomes' history, including playoffs.
Underdog at home. You think these boys aren't fired up? These boys are fired up. Buffalo Bills look like a machine, bro. And granted, Steelers stink. But he had almost 400 yards passing by half. Josh Allen. Their running game's coming together. Von Miller on one end. Greg Russo on the other end. Coming after Pat Mahomes. He's not getting a break from the ends getting after him. Their offensive line, like I said, was giving up a lot of pressures to Max Crosby and Chandler Jones. And yet he still did what he did. Got out of the pocket. Made some plays when he needed to. Travis Kelce, again.
Four touchdowns for Kelce. Like, again. This is crazy. He's got 7 touchdowns already on
this. This is what, rematch AFC Championship?
Yep. This is going to be nuts. So we have Mahomes with 1,398.
Or no, AFC Championship the year before, right?
It was last year too, right?
No, because last year's AFC Championship, the Bengals were in it.
Oh, Bengals-Bills, wasn't it?
Oh, Bengals-Chiefs.
Chiefs, and the Bills played the...
In the divisional round. In the there divisional round.
Okay, so, but just think about this. Mahomes has 1,398 passing yards, 15 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Josh Allen has 1,651 passing yards, 14 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
We're what, through week 5?
Yeah, we're going into week 6.
Let's go.
This should be. That's why 81% of the money's on the over 54. 81% of the money's on the over. Everybody expects this game to just be balling out, scoring. But guess what? Both teams have pretty good defenses.
I don't think I would take, if that's the case, I'm definitely taking the under. But right. I'm still, the Bills need to make that step. If they want to make that jump to that next level, I'm taking the Bills. What are you doing?
So, I don't know that I can.
I think this will be a field goal game, but since it's -2.5, it makes me feel
right. I mean, I feel like I need to take Buffalo in the sense it's hard to pick against the home underdog and it being the Chiefs. But Chiefs defense, their secondary, is giving up a QB rating of 101.5. They've allowed 12 touchdown passes with only one pick and a completion rating of almost 70%.
Okay.
Minus one guy, that rookie. And I'm Jahir Watson. I wrote it down, but I don't have my paper with me right now. The guy that picked 6 to Chargers, right? Okay. He's allowing a quarterback rating of 50 and a completion percentage of 54. So they don't throw to him. So are you going to put him on Diggs?
It's a small sample size, though.
Oh, 5 games, yeah. But they get thrown on. I mean, people throw on them a lot. Try to, anyways.
Yeah.
The Bills are tacticians. The Bills need it more.
How many crazy trick plays are we going to see? Like
2. I think over under 2.5.
I think that, like,
because it depends on what you would categorize a trick play now. Because I think the flip to the front to a guy cutting is no longer a trick play because everybody does it. And it happens with so much frequency.
Yeah, like the little underhand.
Yeah, frequency of it. So
like, almost like the softball-like pitch. But, I think there's going
to
be...
I'm still to be determined on this pick. Right now, I'm going with the Bills. Right now, I'm going with the Bills, but that could easily change. And that's the last game of the afternoons.
No.
This night... Go ahead. Yeah. No, go ahead. I was going to say, this night game, dog. Cowboys on the road against the undefeated Eagles, against the... Cesariano led Jalen Hurts MVP type season leading Philadelphia Eagles at home on Sunday night, -6. 75% of the money is on the Cowboys at +6. 59% of the money is on the over under 42.
Oh, I'm taking the Eagles all day long. And I would actually take the over on this. I think so. I think with Coop, the way Cooper Rush is looking, Jalen Hurts looks good. I mean, both of these teams do have potential. I mean, we talked about it. The NFC East has the most wins in all divisions right now.
And that's saying 14. Something because they got the Washington Commanders.
Well, just last year with one win, right? And last year we were calling them the NFC least because
last couple
just,
of years,
it's just been so bad. And now they look like standouts. I mean, I hate to say that about the Cowboys because I don't think the Cowboys are as good as their record shows, to be completely honest. But maybe it's still early.
Listen, they're winning because of defense. They're winning because the running game is being efficient and Cooper Rush is making the plays when needed.
Yeah,
but the Eagles are a better team as of right now. 75% of the money just makes it easier. I'm also going Eagles.
Yep.
Would I be surprised if the Cowboys pulled something out? No, because that would just be the way that the season's going. Weirdest things have happened. They have no business winning this game. But with that being said, if it's close, you know, it's one play. It's a flip of a coin.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, now, this next game, again, early before the season started, we all thought, oh, my goodness, these guys are going to be on national TV all the time. We thought it would be the division, not this one particular team. I am so sick of seeing the Denver Broncos on primetime television that I'm not. We'll have it on in the studio because we will be back in the studio on Monday. But Broncos, Chargers minus 5, Broncos plus 5, 88% of the money's on the Chargers. 88% of the money. Is Russ hurt? I'm hearing something about a shoulder.
Yeah, I suppose he has a torn.
And 91% of the money's on the under 45.5.
That scares me, though. I'm taking the Chargers because the Broncos haven't proven anything. Like, they're winning games.
You know how much I don't want to take Mr. Unlimited. And I do not want to take them Broncos.
No.
But 88% of the money, dog, on a team, on a Chargers team that barely, that barely got by the Browns on basically their own mistakes. They still won a game, but they should have lost this game. The under 45.5, because the Broncos haven't scored at all this season, basically, kind of makes you think that it's going to be like a 28-26. I think I'm going to take the Broncos to cover. I hate it. But I've been, this last week, I would like to blame it on the fact that I was traveling and not doing any research, but my pick stunk. I'm feeling very unconfident right now. So I think this is going to be the opposite of what I think. I don't think the Broncos are going to win this game, but I think they're going to cover. I'm going to take the Broncos. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm taking the Broncos.
No way. As much as. Their play calling, the way that they're running as far as Denver goes, I don't like that team at all. Like,
no, me neither.
It does not look good, even in eye test, whether you look at stats, whether you actually watch the game. Watching them play the Niners, I watched every little bit of it, and Russell Wilson does not cook anymore. Absolutely.
I'm taking back my.
Did I just convince you?
No, I just went and looked at what are they this year against the spread. Chargers 4-1, Broncos are 1-4. Again, makes you kind of think. All right, hey, it's on record. It's on YouTube Live. We're going to have this up. It'll be on the YouTube. I said it here. I understand the Chargers are 4-1 against the spread, and Denver's 1-4 against the spread, and it's predicted to be a 10-point blowout. I get all that, and I'm going to go with the Chargers. But this, just because of all these factors, watch the Broncos fucking win this game.
You know what's funny is that
I hate it.
Yeah,
I hate it.
I'm taking the Chargers no matter what.
I'm taking the Chargers, but this is another game, guess what, that's not ending up in my parlay picks.
The Falcons are the only team that have covered every game. Do you know that? And we're playing the Falcons. So I know I took minus 5, but oh, my God, that makes me like.
Listen to these numbers real quick, because we never talk about the trends, but Denver's 1-4 against the spread in the last 5 games. Their total has gone under in 4 of the last 5 games. Denver is 2-7 in their last 9. They're 4-2 against the spread in their last 6 against the Chargers, but none of that matters because none of it was Russell Wilson, right?
Yeah.
They're 0-5 against the spread in the last 5 games on the road. Their total has gone under 8 of the last 9 games when playing on the road against the Chargers. Granted, none of these have been Russell. They probably scored more than what they're scoring now. Think about that. They're probably scoring more than they're doing now. I just never realized that.
Yep. Yeah.
Holy. Well, the trend continues, my friends. The trend continues.
Your favorite player. You just have more reasons to talk about him. You get to bring him up more often and just keep falling more and more in love. It's a long distance relationship.
Oh, my God. But it's okay. So dumb. All right. So hold on.
What do you got?
We do have some not breaking news. So I'm gonna hold on, I'm gonna cue up some special music here. So just hold on a second. Let me find some special music.
This is exciting.
This is exciting. It's one more step. I feel like hold on. One last step for man. One more step for
James mankind. West.
Yes. Don't know if y'all know this music or not.
For the NBA.
But this is the NBA on TNT because myself or Rooks.
You should have wore your other
hat. I almost did. And I could flip them out. But let me tell you something. Wednesday, October 19th at 7 p.m. These guys, we get one per game. So this guy will be a credentialed media member covering the Phoenix Suns.
What? And then, what, 5 days later, I get to cover the Warriors?
Now, yes, we're going to put in for that request, but I will say it on air. So it is said, cannot be a fan of the Warriors while you're there. You have to represent James Out West. You have to represent 1060 AM because that's where the credential actually coming from. So shout out.
I'm an honest guy.
I know. You'll keep it. Because that's what I learned when I went to cover the ASU games was this is a working media room. There is no clapping, celebrating. Anytime you saw something, it was like, ooh. Like it was like that. It was like, ooh. Yeah. And then
be,
you just kind of stay in it.
You know
what?
Bit,
no, like, what you got to like do is you keep your little note tab up on your computer and you type out what you want to say. I cannot believe. And then you're keeping track of the game. You know what I mean? So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing that all year round. The next goal in that is with us having access, because we do have access per this, to be able to be in the post game with head coach and two players.
Yes.
We will get a question asked and answered.
Absolutely.
It will not be day one. This will be observing and reporting because I wanted to get the lay of the land, not be some slap dick. But once we figure it out and do all that and kind of feel comfortable, the questions will be asked. We will keep the positive. I'm never going to take anybody down. And sometimes it might be a little funny, a little different. Hey, so on that 3-point shot, were you thinking tacos or burritos?
I don't know. Man,
you know what I mean?
I was thinking he's a bad
man. Or you find out stuff about them back and that, like where they're from, you know. So what do you say? You're from Philly, right? When you were shooting that, when you finished the game, were you thinking DeLisandro's or were you thinking Sal's, you know, which cheese stick were you thinking? You know, just to kind of keep it light, maybe not, but maybe so.
We'll find our vibe. With
either way, it's happening.
So let's talk about
happening.
This. We've been doing this for 3 years.
This is the third year.
This is our third year doing the podcast.
Second year, going into the second year on the radio.
On the radio.
We have one full year in.
We got picked up by 1060 AM, shout out KDUS.
Yes.
And now we have ASU football credentials. We also now have Phoenix Suns credentials.
Yep, for this season. As long as we do our job, maybe we can come back next year.
We're trying to figure out and understand social media.
Now, here's the thing. We're still fans. So here's the downside to our favorite sport to cover is football.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, and we both want to say this. I don't think I ever want to be credentialed for the NFL. And here's why. I would love to be able to do that and have the access, yes, because I'd love to build this and have conversations and be able to help people get off their, you know, get out their information if we're able to do so in a positive manner and all that.
I can't believe you just said that.
But here's why I'm saying this. I like to watch football on Sundays. I want to be sitting at home watching my games. I don't want to be at a game the stuff that they normally wouldn't, that we normally wouldn't, but I don't want to change that into me personally becoming that now I'm a media person and I can't enjoy it that way. That'll never happen for me. Like, I'm a Suns fan, but I can cover the NBA because I like the NBA. But I like the Suns, but so I'm not, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
we cover college football this year, right?
Yes.
And I can do that. Ohio State's there. That's fine because it's not, I love them, but it's not a passion. The Cleveland Browns are such my fucking passion, and I hate that it is,
understand.
That I really don't even want to be a part of that situation, which is quite a conundrum when you cover the NFL and you placate your entire show on betting on the NFL and all the information, and yet still, I just don't see it.
Okay, so don't ever say this again on the radio. or on our show, because we do want to get credentialed for the NFL. And if this motherfucker doesn't want to, I will do it. But this is why we grow. We get interns and then we send them there. This is why we got to keep building. So we do want to be credentialed by the NFL.
But I would like to say
he was just misspoken. Folks.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but I guess what I'm saying is like that's how much I won't let what I hope happens here, honestly, interfere with my integrity as a fan.
I get it.
And that kind of has been weighing on me. I'm not going to lie. As this started happening, and you even texted me a few weeks ago, like, are you not wanting to do the podcast anymore? Remember, you were like, kind of, what's going on? There were some things that was going on through my head. I think part of it, I just wasn't feeling good, and there's some stuff, whatever. But part of it, too, is like, I don't want to lose. I was not losing my fandom, but it was more becoming about doing this, and the information's for this, and the show, and it's for that, and that, and not about why I love doing it in the first place.
Overload.
So I had to kind of back up going, well, no, I don't want to not do it anymore in my head, you know. And Teresa even asked, like, what are you thinking? I was like, not so much that. It's just like, I don't want to lose being a fan. Like, that's who I am. Okay. That's what makes me passionate about it in the way that I am, and I'm kind of funny, sometimes crazy, stupid, moronic, say dumb shit all the time, but that's what makes me, that's what makes me who I am. So it's like, even in writing, it's like, let's say one day, one of these big places want to pick us up for writing because they read our articles. I'm not going to change the way I write.
No, correct.
Because they hired me to be the way I write. So it's like I did this. I think people like this because we're fans and it's our passion and we can kind of separate it. But at the end of the day, I still took the Browns.
Well, no.
I don't want that to be.
We've always told us this.
I don't know that I could be in a working media room when the Browns are on regardless. Cause I lose, dude, I was getting looks at the airport. I was getting looks in the bar. I'm watching games and people, I'm excited. And that's just how I am.
If it's a regular season game, I think I could control myself enough to like bite my tongue. Like
because you guys have had sustained success for a long period of time. So you're used to winning. The Browns, every game is a heart attack. Every game is within one or two possessions of it going either way. And like then we shoot ourselves in the foot. Yep, it's like the worst case scenario. We are Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
Okay. Super genius. We are. But we end up doing it to ourselves.
Blowing yourself.
You know what's crazy is if he would have realized he's just faster than the Roadrunner, because coyotes can run at about 30 miles an hour and Roadrunners can only run about 17. So he just should have known if he just would have actually put in a little bit of the juice, he'd have got his ass.
Maybe you should tell the Cleveland Browns that.
Bro, that's a conversation for another day, another podcast. With that being said, we are covering the Phoenix Suns /NBA this season. I'm very excited about where this is going. I'm looking forward to doing this. I'm looking forward to seeing you be able to go and do some of these things as well.
Yes.
We will get Pat involved more because he brings a lot to our show on Mondays. I really appreciate what he brings. I'm excited for him to be more involved. We are going to be trying to go to multi-camera angle live, like real world professionals, ladies and gentlemen, computer, box plugged in, whole thing. Having somebody back there behind it, we are on our way. We're going to make it happen. We appreciate every single one of you that's watching, that will watch, or will listen on Spotify, what, YouTube, what, iTunes, what,
thank you.
Anchor, what,
thank you.
Google Play if you're a psychopath, what.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Keep listening. Tell us if our picks stink this week, because they probably do. We're not going to talk about fantasy anymore, because I've gone on a two-game winning streak in all my leagues, but still trash. Anyways.
Yeah, you beat the shit out of me.
Anyway. Well,
we don't need to talk about it.
All right. Monday in studio, Monday night game. 10:60 a.m. Phoenix. www.kdus1060.com for those. You could ask Siri. You could ask Alexa if you have those things. It's been nice to get back. I'm still exhausted. I'm hoping to be able to get some good sleep. Hopefully go to bed a little early tonight because we always have big days. There's always something going on.
You just drove for.
Oh, bro. Yeah. I was in the saddle for a long time. So. All right. To hang him up for the evening. Move on, watch hopefully a good football game tonight, dude.
Yeah, I'll beat you this week.
All right, dude. Yeah. Right. And I'll see you. Go on the side. You got to cancel out. We didn't record on this, so I'm hoping that's still working, because if not, we're talking to ourselves, dude. I talk to myself all the time, but now we're really talking to ourselves. And your face looks like we're good.